Hey
Hey
guys,
I'm Deck.
I'm Han, and welcome back to Two Peas
in a podcast.
I'm so tired, guys.
Me too, but you know, the podcast goes on.
It does. It's 11:20 right now on Wednesday. It's 11:30 actually, but me and Deck both have had such busy weeks.
Busy, busy. We're being busy bees.
No time at all. But we had to film.
We had to.
Was that your stomach?
I thought it was yours.
I know.
Just ate. We both just ate. Yeah, we both worked so much this week. And
I know, it's been crazy. Yeah,
a little weekly recap.
Yeah.
Work, 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 work.
And work, 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 work,
work.
6 a.m. Work, work, work. I haven't run at all this week, which kind of makes me so mad.
That's okay.
Doesn't kind of make me mad. It makes me mad. It's okay, though. Tomorrow I get to sleep in, which I'm so happy about. It's the first time I get to sleep in since, like, I don't know, 400
years.
BC.
Oh. Before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All that is so far and long ago, I can't even comprehend it.
What?
Like, was it 1 million years ago or something? I'm like, 1 million?
What do you mean? Wait, what are you talking
about?
When
Jesus roamed the earth. Isn't that what BC is? Before Christ?
Yeah.
And then AD's after his death. Well, that's what I learned in Catholic school. Maybe it's not really real.
You know, like, I can't even talk, like, have this discussion right now because I don't even know. Like,
yeah, I don't really know. If you guys know, tell us.
Yeah.
I looked it up and I called Bear about it. I was like, I don't, this doesn't make sense. And it's fine.
Yeah, this past week, like, it's been just, like, crazy. I was at work. I was like, I really, like, cannot think straight. Why am I sitting like this? Okay. I'm, like, sitting farther back because I just, like, have such an issue with trying to sit up straight. Oh, you know what my journey was this week?
Hmm.
Actually, the past few days, I had therapy on Monday, and my therapist gave me the best hack. I bite my nails. If you know me personally, you know that.
She does.
And I've tried so many different techniques.
Her Facebook reels of, like, this is what happens if you bite your nails.
Yeah, and I still gnaw on my nails. My mom has put the nail polish on my nails, like the bad tasting nail polish, and I still. But my therapist told me a good hack is to, like, if I'm home, to, like, having, like, a fidget or something in general is good because that's, like, it's, like, something to do. But, like, I always, like, I'll, like, squeeze a pillow instead of getting, like, the urge to bite my nails. And it's been helping, guys. I haven't. So.
Well, good.
Hopefully
this one sticks.
Hopefully they grow. Let it grow. And then I can get them done.
Manny and Petty.
Manny Petty, please. That was my journey this week. What about you, Deck?
Work.
Work, 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 work. We don't want to go to work, 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 work,
remember that?
Work, work,
really,
but you gotta
do
the
work
today. I don't really want to do the work today.
I've worked every day this week, and I will continue to work every day this week.
Yeah, you have.
And I've gone to the gym. I'm in my gym era.
You are.
My voice cracked. Yeah, I'm working with a personal trainer, and it's going well so far.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this week, oh my god, it's been work, gym, sleep for a little bit, and then go back to work. Like tomorrow,
yeah, last
I work
week,
early, bright and early in the morning. I work all day tomorrow.
Last week, I was able to go to the gym with you. I don't know what it was this week. I was just so busy.
Just,
and then, you know, I go home.
Oh, I went
this
to
weekend.
Hartford this past weekend.
You did go to Hartford,
where we went to school.
And I was at home, so we were kind of...
We were away.
We were gone for the weekend.
A weekend in the country,
little night music.
I went to West Hartford. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful West Hartford.
Aww.
Actually, it didn't look too beautiful. It was all like ice and snow. Like all the snow has melted here in New York.
Yeah, it's been summer this past week.
It's been so nice. But in Hartford, it was like snow, but everything had iced over, so it was like hard. It looked fake. Which is funny. But I saw Bear. I saw so many friends. Went to a birthday party. Saw a show at school. was very fun. And then I came back and then went into this week. But people have told me they love the podcast, which is nice.
I know, yeah.
People at school told me. I was like, oh.
I know, it makes me happy.
I was that, like, our little podcast, you like?
Little old us? You like our little old podcast? Yeah, we have gotten some good reviews from family and friends. Uh-huh. And my legs won't stop itching. Oh my God. Mine. I can't.
I've been itchy lately.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, oh my God, now I'm like talking about it. So now I'm like, oh my God, my whole body.
I just bought, I was influenced by an Instagram gay. And he was like, I'm not itching again. He was like, if you like dry something skin,
maybe
like,
I should try itchy it.
And dry. So I was like, well, it's a boy smell.
That's okay.
And I'll use it.
And I will use it.
It's just oatmeal and aloe.
Yeah, so, like enough.
Well, it says
that's a boy smell, it bitch. Says, bye.
Men care. It's for men.
Can we curse on here? Probably fat.
Then we have to say on a thing explicit podcast.
Probably. Beep. I cursed the other. I said fuck the other day. Should I not say it?
I don't know. It feels like a little scary. No. It's fine.
Well, I said it the other day with like my friends when I was at Enrique's. Hey, girl. And they were all like, Hannah, you never curse. It's so weird. And I was like, they were like, you're so like that. You're so Miranda Cosgrove in that video. And I was like, I guess because they said it, and I guess they were like, that sounded so unnatural for you. I guess we can bleep it out. I don't know. I don't know how this works, guys. Like,
we're just being
and honest. Why am I sitting on a slant? Okay.
Wait, let's get into today's topics.
We have lots of different topics today because there's a lot to cover. First and foremost,
we have to talk about White Lotus season 3. There's 2 episodes out so far. We watched both.
Yes, we are watching it together, obviously. I think did we watch season 2 together? Or at least part of it?
I don't think so.
Which one? Oh, yeah. It's
season 2?
I don't even know. Okay,
sophomore year, maybe?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't really know. But we're watching White Lotus season 3 together.
And it's good. And we're so excited because, what's her name? Parker Posey, is that her name?
So, Parker Posey, who plays like the Southern mom in the, you know who it is. Me and Declan are so excited because she is in
one of our favorite movies
of all time, Waiting for Guffman. Also Best in Show. That is acting that troupe. Yeah. So like if you've seen Waiting for Guffman, and if you haven't,
Christopher Guest,
watch it. Christopher Guest Catherine and like O'Hara, this whole Eugene. Acting troupe, like they do all these movies together. They've done, yeah, like Best in Show as well. A bunch of others as well.
What's Mr. G?
No, that's Summer High Tide. That's a different thing.
He's not in that? That's him.
No.
That's not?
That's a completely different thing.
I thought that was his
name. No.
Well.
He kind of gives the... But that's what I thought. Waiting for Guffman, my mom showed to me during COVID. And it quickly became one of my favorite movies. And then I showed it to Declan and Colin. And now we're all obsessed with it. But Parker Posey is
iconic.
She's
movie.
So, oh my God. Same in Best in Show, she also is.
We quote her all the time. And then 1 week ago, me and our other roommate Colin were watching like the trailer for season 3. And he was like, wait, is that? And he looked up. He was like, it is. It's the girl from.
And I hear people are hating on her. And I'm like, don't be hating on her because she.
And I'm like, you all don't know.
You all don't know.
You have to see Waiting for God.
Watch the 2 movies first. But she is. So, oh my God.
She's funny on the show. It's so eerie.
Yeah, let's do like our thoughts. You know what? Honestly, second episode, like, ugh, it's kind of like snore.
That's what I said to someone today, and they're like, "So much happened." I went, "Oh,
enough." Because here's the thing:
out of nowhere, like,
here's the thing: like, the thing about White Lotus, which I didn't realize at first with it, but when I watched the first season, it was like episode 5. I was like episode 5 into it, and it had already been out, so I wasn't watching it. You know, like every week. Yeah, we all kind of watched it when it was already out. After it had already, yeah. So, and I was watching it, I was like, wait, this is really just like normal. This is just like rich people on vacation. We're just like watching them and like nothing happened until the last episode. Like it always felt a little eerie. And I feel like that's just how it works. It felt a little bit like that in the second season. But now it's like first episode, you know, obviously something's up with those, the family, that Southern family, like those are the boys. Like girl. Something is going on. No, but more like the two boys. I mean, the girl a little bit, but like those two boys.
I feel like it's equal, no?
What's one of their names? Saxon, I think.
Lachlan.
Lachlan. She's like, Lachie. I'm like, oh yeah. My God, stop.
But we love the three women.
We love the three best friends. They're like.
The one in the bob, she's the middle.
Yes. Oh, something's up, like.
Something's up with them, like with the other woman, and she cried.
And then
like,
honestly. Well, I forget her name, like her actual name, but she plays Amy in Sex Education. She's her
and that man, and it's like he wants something with the owner's husband. You know,
yeah.
So irritating. What's going
it's
on?
Like the first few episodes are always a little confusing of White Lotus.
To get into it,
but something is definitely going on with those two brothers. I've been seeing it everywhere too. Like everyone's posting about that.
Where would you want season 4 to be? What they always film out of 4 seasons. Which I find interesting. I'm like,
I know. Do you see the TikTok I sent you? Like someone that was like, need to go to all the White Lotus hotels. I'm like, oh my God, I definitely have a vacation.
I saw one about the one in Thailand. You can go, like, it's cheap.
What's like, the song that they play? Like, welcome to
Made in Thailand. Oh, I was obsessed.
Made in Thailand. I don't know where the next one would be. I feel like.
Well, I would like it to be at a summer camp in Maine. Because I think that would...
A little place we call Quisasana.
Quisasana, where I've worked the past 2 summers.
But I feel like it has to be...
But it has to be 4 seasons. They've been doing that, so... But it would just be so funny.
Like, yeah, I don't know where it would be.
I would like it to be...
Wait, where was the first one? It wasn't far.
It was Hawaii.
Hawaii, and then it was and Italy. Sicily,
and now Thailand.
Yeah, I don't know where the next one's going to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because the one was trying to find the family. She was trying to find her like relatives. The thing about White Lotus is it's one of those shows that like, it's like a euphoria for me. It's like I forget about it, and then it comes back out, and then I'm like,
oh my God, this one's a whole new plot.
No. I'm saying though, like I forget about the show, and then the trailer comes out, and I'm like, oh, I'm addicted again.
Yeah,
like that will happen with Euphoria. I know, even though it's taken years and years.
Like, am I gonna watch it? I don't really know.
Oh, I will. But it's like Stranger Things too. Stranger Things takes 4 million years in between, and then we all watch it again, and we're all like, "True, excited for that."
And the other show we're watching.
Oh,
we're a little behind.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'll let Hannah start.
Silence. So, just take a moment for a minute. Declan started watching. Yellow Jackets. I don't even know, like a few months ago.
November. It was when it was just added to Netflix, season 1.
And I had seen like clips, and like I think like I want to say in my acting class at school, like someone had brought it up and like, oh, that's a scene you should do. And I was like, oh, I never seen it. Declan watched season 1 and was like, Amaris, you have to see it. And I was like, oh, I'll add it to my list, but I was watching other stuff. So last Thursday.
You were home.
I was like, I'm going to start it.
Yeah.
Finished season 1 in 3 days. It's so good. It's one of my new favorites. I don't have words.
Yeah.
Walking Dead is my favorite show. So like, it's like, it reminded me a lot of that. But
we started season 2.
Yeah. Because
I haven't seen season 2 yet.
So we
now season 3 is airing. So many season 3s of shows right now. White Lotus, Traitors, Yellow Jackets. Like, oh my God.
I know, but I finished season 1 and I was like, we'll start season 2 together. But oh my goodness.
And we are. And it's good so far. We're like.
There's just like so much going on. And you know what? Hate on it all you want. But we love.
On Yellow Jackets? Who's hating?
Colin didn't really like the script.
Colin didn't like the script.
He said like it was kind of like Teen Nick.
Oh. Does Teen Nick even do anything anymore? They just do reruns.
Remember Malcolm in the Middle?
There's a reboot coming.
I remember Everybody Hates Chris. Loved Everybody Hates Chris.
I saw something about a reboot coming of Malcolm in the Middle. And one of the siblings comes out as non-binary or something.
Malcolm in the Middle?
And I didn't know if it was a joke or not.
I haven't seen it in a while.
It was not on Twitter and I was like, well. You never really know.
I just know that from like,
Nick
at Night,
3 a.m.
Waking up George Lopez.
That theme song.
The jumping.
But I'm also, I.
So we're obsessed with cracks. We're obsessed with Yellow Jackets, and I'm watching
Traitors season 2. I haven't even watched season 1.
I've never seen any. Alan Cumming.
Bear and I started season 2, and I'm finishing season 2, and it's very good. So then I'll start watch season 3, and then I'll start season 1, and then I'll do season 3. But that's our TV recap.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets. Oh my gosh. 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10.
Updated on
the journey. We need to like sit down and watch like 3 episodes in a row, like, cuz yeah. I can't just do one and then like leave myself hanging. But those are our show recaps. Next week we'll be back with another White Lotus recap. Whatever happens this week. Something has to happen. I feel like we're on the cusp of something happening, but
I know. Something, yeah, I think something is going to happen this
week. Those brothers, like, something's in the air.
But switching topics, it was announced. Well, it was leaked, I guess, a bit ago that Ariana and Cynthia would be performing an opening number, like a Wicked medley, for the opening of the Oscars. And then they were like, no, that's not happening.
Yeah.
But then they were like, so it is happening.
Didn't I say that like a little bit ago? I was like, they should do
maybe
me taking credit. Like, I was like, started. No, but like, I feel like to you, I said, oh my god, how many times I said like in that past sentence. I said something.
They should do that.
But I imagine them doing a Wicked medley, but I'm excited.
I was like, oh, they won't perform because they're not nominated for like a song. But now no songs are performing.
We had to talk about the nominations of everything. Because don't play. Yeah,
but wait, so what do we think Wicked medley will be? I'm so like, like a medley of all the songs.
Well, I feel like it will just be like I don't know why I have a vision of them on stage. It's just like, I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now.
Like, I don't think you do one song.
No.
Like, I was going to start like with good news. We're at the Oscars.
Well, is it just them or is it a cast?
It's just them, I think.
Then they're not going to do.
Who knows? Who knows?
What if we hear?
Well, that's the song. I was like, they're not going to
do. They're not doing that.
They can't.
No, they'll probably do like Wizard and I, Popular, and Defying Gravity.
I'm not that girl.
No, but like those are like the ones like at the Oscars.
What is this feeling, dear girl Linda? Well, they have to.
You said it's just the two of them. See, I don't think it is because you think they're gonna stand on stage like this, like.
That's what I thought. But maybe
no, they have to like whenever there's a performer, they have the backup dancers like that. There will be dancers, and you know they're gonna
Moana. When she was singing How Far I'll Go, or she was like hit with, they had like big like
streamers. When was that?
Years ago, like 2016 something. And they had like, I don't know, big flags on people's bodies, and or just flags or something, and someone hit Moana.
Something about me is I've never really watched, besides the Tonys, I don't think I've ever watched an award show like fully through. I only just watch the highlight clips on YouTube.
Pretty much.
Because all I really care about is like, I like to see them announce each nomination and I like to hear the speeches.
Well, I remember I was watching the Oscars the year of La La Land. But do you know the drama?
Yes.
Yeah. And when they're like La La Land and like, yay, and they all go up and there a few people have given speeches, maybe one guy. And then one guy's going up. And then you see all the commotion. They're like, and then this one guy, he's giving a speech. And he's like, we lost, but, you know.
Like, I'm just thinking.
And they're like, right, Moonlight, you guys won.
What? I forgot. Like,
come on.
Come on. Come on. It's for real. You guys won. Wait. Like, I was just thinking about the La La Land for a second.
I need chills.
Oh, my God. We acted that out recently. Remember?
You guys won.
And seriously won. Literally, come on up here, guys. You literally won.
And that guy who announced it, you can tell he was like, wait, because it was the wrong card. He looked at it, and the woman was like,
screw it. La La Land. Bye.
And then the guy was like,
I can't with it. We lost anyway, so.
Oh my God. We lost, but, you know.
Moonlight, come on up. You won.
You won.
You won. It's, we're being serious. That video was so funny.
I took to Facebook, and I was like, OMG, hashtag Oscar.
I remember you showing me that post.
And people were like, cannot believe. I was like, I know, right?
You're crazy, right? Declan is like a Facebook girl. He loves getting into those comments and starting fights. Or just like intervening in an already
I was blocked.
Established
from like a group on like a forum of my hometown. I was blocked because I like commented something once, and
of course
there was this guy who ran this account, but it was like, or this group, but he shouldn't be running a group like that, because if he doesn't like something or doesn't agree with something, he deletes it. Like, okay, well, no, you can't do that if you're running a forum for like the town where like news is spread. And he said something which was not true, and I called him out on it, and he blocked me. And I was messaging him. I was like, I don't even know what I said. I was like, you're blocking someone because you were wrong. And he blocked me. Like, and he didn't respond, obviously.
Oh, you.
So I'm sadly not in that group anymore. But I don't live there, so that's okay. But I like to see updates. Anyway.
You love a Facebook group.
The Oscars. Let's talk about, so.
Let's just talk about the recent award shows and their nominations. Because me and Declan have thoughts.
Yeah, so we.
Which you can disagree with.
Yeah.
But.
So we have our thoughts. When the Golden Globes happened, and I don't know if Wicked won anything, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Let's preface it like this. If something is getting nominated a bunch of times, like, Declan and I will watch it, because you don't want to judge it if you've never seen it.
Yeah, so we watched.
We watched Emilia Perez.
And we had to stop it, because it was so bad.
We stopped it halfway through.
It was bad to us. We didn't like it. And I hear people lately, like, I'm listening to podcasts from like October or November, and people are like, have you seen Emilia Perez? Nobody here. It's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. And we just watched it. I'm like,
oh? I mean, like, Zoe, what? Who's winning, like, is great. I just like the way
did not like it. And we had to stop it because we were just.
We got very easily bored.
No
and
interest.
In the music right is hard to follow.
And the subtitles. They sing so fast that we're like, what did it say?
Well, the subtitles also explain what's like, they don't.
Well, so we turned on English dubbing because we're like, maybe that'll help. And
the English dubbing for this was crazy.
It spoke in English, but it was like someone's voice the entire time. But then she also said what they were doing.
It would give like the stage directions. It would be like, Amelia just walked through the door, and now she slammed the door, and now she's walking to the table, and she's sitting down. And then it would go back into the scene.
And then make her line like, how dare you do this?
Ow.
And then like when they were singing, the dubbed voice was like just speaking in red out. We're like, what?
It was just
so
really.
Then we were like, okay, we can't do that. So then we watched it in the regular. And then we just paused it and we got bored. So we're like, okay, we're done.
But with all the recent accolades,
Best Picture at the Golden Globe over Wicked, over it, all those movies. You know what I forgot?
What?
The guy at work told me today, The Substance is nominated for Best Picture. He was like, I want that to win. I was like, wait,
because The Substance, like, oh my gosh. Wow.
And I was like, I can't even imagine seeing that in a theater and hearing everyone's reactions. And he was like,
can you even believe seeing it?
Because he saw it like the week it came out.
I remember a lot of people saying that, like, they went in not knowing anything that it was about. Well, we tried to watch it without knowing any, like, what it was about. I knew, basically, like, I knew it was like,
horror.
It was a pill.
I didn't.
And whatever. I know, I knew about the.
It's an injection.
Oh, sorry. Hi, fake fan.
Yeah, did you even watch?
Fake fan alert.
Demi Moore.
But
she's gonna win. She should.
She should win. But I knew about like what The Substance was, but I did not like the graphics of it. Like, oh my gosh, it was just so good. It was really just good. So well done. Like, you know, like it wasn't. Sometimes when I'm talking, like I'm a movie. Like, well, sometimes in the film
maybe
world,
we are movie critics.
But I feel like sometimes when you're doing like that type of like horror, not horror, but like
body horror.
I don't know. It's all about that. It's like, oh, look, gore, gore, gore. Like they did it so well.
They did.
That's the best I can describe it. And if you haven't seen it, watch it.
Like Margaret Qualley was.
She was so
robbed
good.
Of an Oscar nomination. She was nominated for the Golden Globe. And then, of course, Zoe won.
Well, Zoe won all.
She's great.
I'm not saying.
Oh, but I'm kind of confused. I'm hearing it's a career win. Which I'm like, but what has she done? Avatar, Guardians, and like, I know a few other things. I'm like,
that's how I know her.
She needs
Guardians.
A career win right now. I'm like, well, but a career win shouldn't even be a thing. Like, why are we giving it to the best performance? It surely was not her. She was, from what we watched, she I guess was the best part because it was just her the entire time, basically. So, but why isn't she nominated for lead?
True, actually. That's also what was confusing to us
because
just
her and then we
because
stopped it.
The like cover of Emilia Perez is Selena Gomez. Yeah. So looking at it, you're like, oh, Selena's the lead.
And she's brilliant.
High one second of the movie.
I hear she's in it more. And apparently...
Well, we didn't finish it, so I don't know.
I was like, how did she not know it was her husband? And I guess she goes through the whole movie, like, knowing Emilio Perez. I'm like, oh, yeah. But she didn't know
it was... Oh, great. I'm, like, blanking on the storyline.
I know.
It was just, like, hard to follow, and...
Yeah, it was...
And it just felt like I don't know. It's just a little frustrating because Ari deserves something. Yeah. And Cynthia deserves something.
Some things, but like, not the big things. But so, the Oscars are next weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never know like when any of those are.
Big March 9th.
Oh, okay.
Around then. But, so we'll watch. Will I be here? Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, I will be too.
Wait.
I'll be home.
Where? In Connecticut?
No, here.
Okay.
My train gets in at 6:30 on next Sunday.
So yeah, we're excited for the Oscars.
Yeah, we'll watch them, and then that next Thursday we'll talk.
You'll hear our thoughts.
Based on what happens then. Who knows?
I feel like we know.
Yeah, it's gonna be just the huge.
What, imagine the gag though. Like Ariana Grande. Everyone's like, We meant Zoe, sorry.
Zoe, you won! Come on up! No, Emilio Perez, you won! Come on up!
If they win, back. Anyway.
Silence, yeah.
Now,
enough hating.
Let's talk about music.
Music!
So,
music!
We've listened to a little bit of Tate McRae's new album.
Yes!
I'm seeing a lot of love, but some hate somewhere.
What?
What is Kia Asylum?
Oh.
People are going to laugh at this. Or Kaya? I don't know.
What is that?
People are like, oh, her album's good, but she hasn't graduated from Kia Asylum. I'm like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Some pop culture term, I guess.
Kia Asylum?
K-H-I-A.
Asylum? Sounds like a American Horror Story episode.
Well,
episode 2, Kia Asylum.
True.
What is that?
I don't know. My friends post, and I see it on Twitter. I'm like, I don't understand. But I'm
confused.
Music I've been listening to lately. Well, I go to sleep listening to Lizzie McAlpine every single night.
That's crazy. I know,
my Apple Music replay is just like, Lizzie.
Like, but like, how, that is so depressing.
No. It's like, the tune is slow and nice. I play... like a blizzard sound first. I'm usually asleep by the time Lizzie starts singing. It's like a 10-minute blizzard. But I just rediscovered Lainey's album. It's called like GGBBXX or something like that.
TTYLXOX.
Because that DK, what's coming next? But I saw Lainey in concert in Bridgeport, Connecticut. But I was kind of like, oh, because it wasn't like the tour of the album that I love. So it was like a lot of songs I didn't know. I was just like, But then I saw Lauv the next night. Lauv. Love Lauv.
Wait.
Lainey and Lauv are two different people.
No, I know that, but wait. I thought you saw, I didn't know you saw Lainey and then you saw, okay.
With James.
I thought you saw Lauv with James.
Both. We drove to Bridgeport to see Lainey, came back, and then the next day drove to Boston to see Lauv.
Got it.
But love. But I just recently rediscovered this Lainey album. And on the subway, like, I'm just singing. I'm like, this is so good.
Yeah.
I checked my story and I was like, falling in love all over again.
Well, Tate's album just came out. And apparently I was listening to Therapist and Tate was on. And it was like, oh my gosh, why am I not, I can't find the words.
I didn't know.
It was.
I didn't know this was happening.
It got leaked.
What did her album?
Her album got leaked, and apparently, like fans DM'd her and were like, "We're on your side. Like, we're not listening to it until it for real comes out." I was like, "I know you listened to it. I know you were like, let me just get a sneak peek." But it was leaked, and then it actually came out. I started listening to it fully like two nights ago. I knew It's Okay I'm Okay, obviously, in Sports Car.
So
but
It's Okay I'm Okay, that song, I
Declan loves
was
that
the
song.
Number one fan of it right when it came out. I was like,
it's okay
I'm okay, I'm okay.
I'm okay. It's okay.
Like the video of them learning the choreography.
You can have for, a money.
She performed it live.
I don't want a money wigger.
Well, I saw the video first, and I was like, what I is don't. This? But she performed at MSG. She was like on tour, or yeah, it was MSG, and she like performed it live there that night.
But don't
and
she learned let the
choreography.
Choose.
Her and her backup dancers learned the choreography that morning in like Pearl or something.
This one.
The live, the live dance, yeah.
I love that. Okay. It's so good!
And there's a video on her TikTok or Instagram. It's really cool. But I've been a fan of that song since day one. And people have been like...
You know what so I was good. A fan of? Well, I was a fan of Tate like when that. She was... Well, I was a fan of her when...
True.
Well, I was a fan of her when she was a competition dancer.
I'm she sure was can dance
well no she was a competition dancer that I always should watch on YouTube, and then she was on So You Think You Can Dance Next Gen, and then she said you broke me first. You know that song?
No.
Well, you're not a real fan, I guess.
Wasn't
I guess
dance
you're a fake
too?
Fan. No.
Oh, are you sure?
I don't know. She was on, I think she was on like maybe she was on dance like Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, but not
why,
dance
why I thought she was like
she's Canadian. Yeah, I don't want a money way, girl. Take
no, I was thinking like she was like in a group that like they competed against. But
maybe. I don't even know. I don't really remember. We should ask Sarah that. Well, yeah. I mean, people travel from all over to compete. Mm. But then this album came out. For let me just like I haven't listened to the whole thing.
Picture.
Yeah, I know there's two different pictures, but Purple Lace Bra, I think that's the name of the song. So.
Is it the first song?
Good. No, I think it's like number four or five. But Revolving Door is very good. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it yet, though. I have to go through. She did like a collab with like Flo Milli, and that's the one that I like listened up to. So we can't fully judge it, but I love.
Yeah, she released it, and then I guess was like, no, I don't like that cover. And then like put a new picture on. But now it's back to the original cover.
I think there's two different ones. I thought you said you sent a picture. Like, there were two different with the two different pictures.
It's the same album.
Oh.
So I don't like that anymore.
That's funny.
But now it's back. So
but we live for her.
Who knows? Yeah, love her. That music video of It's Okay, I'm Okay.
She just, like, since she's such a sickening dancer, it's just crazy.
Everyone's loving that little dance of her, like, with
yeah,
her leg
the leg, and then she flips and brings up. I haven't seen that yet.
Then how do you know what I'm talking about?
Because I saw it on TikTok.
So you have seen it.
No, I saw people imitating it. I don't want a money way, girl. Take a bump. It's stuck in my head all the time.
It's okay. I'm okay.
Boy, don't make me choose. You
I listened
you
to
know
it like in, when I was home in California in September. In the car, I was like, it's okay. I'm okay.
She was talking to Jake. Shane about how so like you know how in Sports Car she goes like Sports Car.
I don't know that one.
Oh well, you have to listen. We'll listen to it after this. But she was saying like at her concert, she'd be so creeped out if you know how like fans have their ways of like shouting out like what song should they play next? And they're like play this. Mm-hmm. But they were all like Sports Car, like and they all whispered at the same time. And Tate was like, I'd be so weird out there. Like, Sports Car. Like imagine a crowd of millions. Sports Car.
I saw something, you know, like scared. Taylor Swift fans are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something on Twitter and they were like, maybe it was Taylor's birthday. I don't know. It was something.
Yeah.
And they were like, fan thing to do tonight at the show. Like when, right after she sings, blah, 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 we're going to count down from 10. And after we get to 1, we're going to sing happy birthday. And people are like, do not do that. Like. That is
happy birthday.
No. Not that. Just
what?
The part of like, well, yes, that, but the part of an entire stadium counting down from 10. What's gonna happen if you don't?
I would be just standing on that stage, you're like, 10, 9, 8. I'd be
like,
run. Dude.
That is terrifying. Like, why would people think that's a good idea?
That's, yeah.
People were like,
people are
do
crazy.
Not do this. And I was like, yeah, I'm with them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I saw Taylor Swift in concert with the 1989 World Tour, not Eras, which 1989, that is a good album.
I
2015.
Oh well, 2015, like oh my gosh, such a good year.
2019 was the best year, I think. It was the
really
last, the last year before the world ended.
I would disagree, but we can disagree.
Well, I just had such a great 2019 into the first 2 months of 2020.
I don't know. I just hated high school.
That's like, oh my God, it was so great. Oh. Well, I graduated in 2019.
Oh, well. Life's great summer, for Declan.
That summer, I did Newsies in Xanadu.
Oh, that was Xanadu summer. Okay. Yeah. That's why you like.
And I went to Europe in 2019.
Oh, Road and Sound of Music.
You know, I want to go to London again. I was just like looking at like videos.
I want to go to London, period.
Piccadilly Circus. It is the subway, like mine, the gap. Uh-huh. Like the gap in between like the subway and the platform.
Oh my goodness, guys, today I was on the subway. I don't know if anybody has seen. Well, if you're on like, it's always at like 90, it's always on one of the express like platforms, but there's this guy that sells plants, and I saw a TikTok a few days ago that he was like bringing them onto the plane, and like the train. Yeah.
That reminds me of all the plane things that have been happening lately.
But, he was bringing them all onto the train and like holding the door. And then today I was on my way home from work just a mere hour ago, and he was stopping the train to put all the plants on. And then all of a sudden we were in the jungle, but it made the train smell really good because it was like all the flowers and stuff. I was like, wait, for once the subway smells really nice.
Oh. Where I worked yesterday, the flowers smelled. I was like,
I need to buy myself a new bouquet.
Okay. I don't know if we said on the podcast. Who knows? But I was leaving work today, and I ended up in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, in Queens.
Sorry, Colin Hancock.
Sorry.
I was in Queens. All of a sudden, like it said downtown and everything.
It was funny.
And then all of a sudden, I'm outside, and then. I'm like, look at my map in Queens. I'm like, oh, no.
It was funny because you said you were going to be home at the same time. So I was like, where is Declan? And then I saw you were still downtown. And I was like,
Well, I did stay a little late at work. But can you say? I was like, till when? Like 30 more minutes. I was like, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
But that was my adventure. But we talked about the planes lately.
Yeah, it's
what
just...
is going on?
I don't even
incident
know.
Incident after incident. And then today I just saw someone died on a flight, and her dead body, people had to sit next to her. So I'm like, oh my God, she's dead. But we're on the plane.
When did that happen, and where did that happen going to?
It was a 14-hour flight from somewhere to somewhere. So a long flight. Could you imagine?
That happened today?
Or like yesterday. Oh my God, did you ever watch?
Crazy.
Did you see that girl who died? I don't know her name.
Yes. Who is in Gossip Girl and Buffy the Vampire Slayer
and
a million things.
And that Ice Princess movie.
I don't think I've seen that.
The DCOM? I think it's called Ice Princess.
I don't think I've seen it. I have to watch it.
That's where I know her from.
I know her from, I haven't really watched Gossip Girl, but I recognize her from that and then Buffy.
I think I should watch Gossip Girl. I think I would like it.
But I just recognized her as an actress as well. Yeah. I saw that. It came up on my phone after I was leaving.
You know who I thought it was? I thought it was Ashley Benson from PLL. Pretty Little Liars.
Never watched Pretty Little Liars.
It's long. I was like, you should, but then
I watched the first episode when I was in like middle school, and I was terrified. I vividly remember being like, wait, scared.
But why do we all think that Ezra and what's Lucy Hale's name?
I know her. Just
I forget. Why do we think that was okay? She was like literally like in a relationship with her English teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like 28, and she's like 16.
Oh. Okay.
And they just made it like. They had us rooting
and it was
them.
Like a normal yeah. What? I need to watch it.
They had us rooting for them. And I was like, oh, but looking back.
We were rooting for you.
You know what I saw the other day? Oh no! Our table! It's broken.
Remember that?
Yeah, I saw it the other day.
We should have an episode of just like going
memes.
From we should have a
meme day
put on our Instagram like people can suggest what they want to hear.
And just sort of like, what do you want to hear from us?
What do you?
What do you want to see us
want
do?
To hear?
And chat about. Well, let's do some closing remarks.
Well, we forgot to do this last week, but we are going to do, every week we're going to do a question.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it will change, but for now, it is going to be, what were two things you could not live without in the past week?
It's a good question. Hmm. I can go first.
Yeah, you go first.
I think. No, I won't say that. No, I will.
What?
Adderall. my ADHD meds. Because wow, that makes me productive. And in like such a busy week like this.
Yeah.
I'm like doing all my work. And it helps me get up early. Oh,
I know.
I'm going to say melatonin too. Melatonin.
Oh, goodness. Adderall,
which kind of like go against each other. But or, like,
oh, you have been having sleeping issues.
Yeah, but then like melatonin wasn't working for me. And like all of a sudden now, it is, thank God. Because like, I was on a sleep schedule that was like go to bed at 2 or 3 and then wake up at like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. But now I'm taking melatonin, going to bed like the latest 1. That's like the latest it has been. Wow. Probably tonight. Maybe not. And I don't know if melatonin is supposed to do this, but it wakes me up early. It's like I'll wake up at like 6. I'm like, hi, and take my
meds. Well, you know, Colin says he always takes it when he has to be up early because he knows he'll zonk out. And then I've never taken melatonin though, so I don't know. I've never taken any sort of sleeping medication. Only when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was like on like heavy pills.
Wait, I forgot. That made me pass. In October, when Colin and I went to our first EPA, and we like woke up so early, like 4 a.m. to sign our names, and came back and never went back to sleep. I was up the entire day. Well, we got seen within the first 30 minutes. But I like was just up, and then like 9 o'clock was so tired. Went to sleep at 9 o'clock. Woke up at 10 a.m. the next day. That was that.
Wait. Oh, 9 p.m.
Slept.
I thought you said
13 hours.
I thought you said you went to bed, back to bed at 9 a.m. Woke up.
No,
at 10
I was at Ripley for that. Or yeah. Pearl. I forget.
Okay, I just misunderstood.
But yeah, I guess those are my two things: melatonin and Adderall.
My two things, please.
I'm not addicted. It's a very low dosage, just so everyone knows. It's probably already worn off by now. It definitely has. Because I had a Celsius and I was fine.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh my god, the add-ons.
That's how you
know. I went to the gym.
That's how you know there's no Adderall.
Yeah, it's clearly gone. My two things that I could not live without this week were, one, my iPad. Well, I always need my iPad, but I use my iPad for work, for stage left choreographing. I do all my notes on there. So definitely my iPad. Also just like all my stuff I do, I've like sort of moved to that because my computer I have to take into the Apple store. It's on its last leg.
I know a thing or two about.
And my second thing I couldn't live without, which I think you'll know why because I was talking about it earlier, are my glasses.
Me too.
So me and Declan both have low prescriptions, almost the same.
But they're very needed.
But then I don't wear them all the time. I should wear them when I drive. I don't. Or when I like see a show or I'm like always in class or anything like that. But recently my eyes have just been like, I'm having to squint and like look for different things. So I have been wearing them.
Yeah. Oh, someone's tired.
But I've been wearing them like all day every day because everything's been so blurry, but obviously I know if you wear them too much then like it kind of does like worsen your eyesight, but yeah, so those are two things that I my glasses I genuinely needed this week. And I always wear like always have my sunglasses on. The minute I step outside, my sunglasses are on. But really? this week, like, only regular glasses.
And yeah, I've been wearing, because you can't see far, right?
Yeah, the same, because I think I've tried your glasses before, and they're pretty much the same.
And mine just changed recently, in September. I was always looking at things like I just can't see.
It was when I was, like, getting on the train after work one day, and I had to, like, be like, wait, what does that say? And I was like, okay, girl, I got to wear my glasses.
Well.
You like that? But dummy Mitches, you think you know what this is. You have to listen to Sports Car.
I do. But yeah, those are two things. Let us know your two things.
Yeah. Because... comment anywhere you watch your podcasts.
Or listen. Well,
listen or watch. Well, listen mostly. Spotify? What?
Can you comment on Spotify?
I think.
That's what I heard.
You can. I always see. Yes. This podcast is on all sorts of platforms now.
The main ones, of course, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
Yeah.
But on many others as well. We just don't
post. Yeah. And, you know, follow us on our Instagrams if you haven't already at @2peasinapodcast_. That is also the same on TikTok. Follow both while you're at it.
Yeah, and you can follow us too. We're tagged on there.
Becca yeah. Smith, Hannah Jane Moore.
Yeah, and we will see you next week.
Thanks so much for watching. Peace out.
Bye.